It's time for another Bit We Think You'll Like, Sam FM.
We need answers as soon as possible. What do they want? Where are they from? Why are they here? This is the priority. Everyone, this is Dr. Ian Donnelly. He'll be running this team here.
Hey, listen, you've got a phenomenal movie on your hands. Congratulations.
Yeah, man, I'm really, really, really proud of it and happy with it. I'm glad to be a part of it, for sure.
Tell me about your character in the movie, Ian Donnelly, because you don't get a lot of Ians as, like, sort of supporting characters in big movies.
No. I mean, actually, typically, this would, you know, I'd be, like, the female role, and Amy would be, that would be the male role. And this is also why I love this, because it's flipped it on its head, and you had the strong female lead that's not a victim, and I play sort of the, you know, supporting character to her. I play a mathematician physicist to help her as a linguist communicate with an alien to ask why they're here. So we try to find a way to keep it honest and truthful and smart and intelligent without it being totally boring and completely over people's heads.
The most plausible theory is that they chose places on Earth with the lowest incidence of lightning strikes. But there are exceptions. The next most plausible theory is that Sheena Easton had a hit song at each of these sites in 1980, so we just don't know.
Is this what you thought First Contact would look like? Have you ever imagined it, put yourself in that headspace?
There's something sort of very tangible about it and very believable about it, which is, it makes it even more interesting and terrifying, because it's not like weird, bobble-headed, alien-looking dudes trying to, with laser beams, trying to take us down, and you know what I mean? It's not an end-of-the-world sort of thing. It's kind of a beautiful story.
Yeah, and unusual maybe for these high-profile Hollywood movies, it's got like a fairly small cast that are all incredible actors. Yourself, obviously Amy Adams and Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah.
And you've worked with both of them before. What are those guys like on and off the set?
They're great. I mean, they are always well-prepared and professional, and because being well-prepared, you can still enjoy yourself on set. You save the drama for on camera, and it was an amazing set experience. It was very, very quiet and very calm, and a lot of trust and a lot of love, and we're all on the same team, very collaborative. That makes for you know, at least the potential of something really great.
Language is the foundation of civilization. It is the glue that holds the people together. It is the first weapon drawn in a conflict.
What's the most rewarding thing about this whole process for you?
I mean, it used to be I just loved and was always blessed to work, and I still am, but the first thing always in my brain is being a daddy, and that's my best role to date at this point. And I like that one, that movie, the most rewarding thing is that I got to have my baby on the set, because it was very calm, and so did Amy as well. She had Aviana, her daughter, on the set as well, because it wasn't so chaotic. It wasn't, you know, they could actually come and be with us while we were working, and I was very thankful for that. That was, for that movie, the most rewarding part of it for me.
I love that. It's a good, like, family feel. You don't feel that you're
stressed. Denis had his family working on the show. He had his daughter there, and his son was in and out, and it was a really kind of wonderful kind of family experience.
Priority one. What do they want? Where are they from?
Now, a little bird told me, and he told me this because he played...
Birds don't talk. What are you talking about?
This bird...
What are you smoking?
This bald 45-year-old bird talks.
Oh, that kind of bird.
Yeah. And in fact, he was in the last Mission Impossible film. He was like one of the extras, like from the Eastern Europe on the screen. And I said, I'm talking to Jeremy Renner. He's like, I love that guy. I want to have his life. He does property renovations. He does all bits with houses. Is that true? Are you into property development?
Yeah. That's been, you know, a big part of my life since like 2000. I really kind of got into it because it was... Because yeah, I've been doing music all my life and film and all these other things that are really kind of non-tangible art forms. And then to me, I found such a love and passion for creating a structure that's a lifestyle for a family or a person for the rest of their life, hopefully. And these structures and homes and lifestyles that we've created and sold to people are a tangible art form for me. And I drive by all the structures I've done all the time and feel very proud, because then it's something I can touch and feel and look at and admire and feel very proud of. Because again, I don't watch my own movies. I don't watch anything, listen to anything I do. But there's something tangible about that is really fascinating. And you know, there's the money to be made in that as well. And so that's a great thing as well.
I feel a property development show on the cards. But for now, we have this incredible film, Arrival. Aliens have arrived, but why are they here? We'll find out on November the 11th when it comes out in UK cinemas. Amy Adams, Forrest Whitaker, and Jeremy Renner. Hey, thanks so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
There are days that define your story beyond your life. Like the day they arrived.
For more interviews and a chance to win prizes, type samfm.co.uk into your internet.